February 22nd, 2008 is the Wop from Pedro Show. Live from Pedro Show. We just heard Hanju Bushi. Is that right? Ekinar? Mm-hmm.
Hanju Bushi.
Okay, by Koichi Matsuda.
Yes.
That's some Okinawa music.
Yes.
And before that, well, I don't know who it was, because I was walking through the park. Oh, maybe I should tell you. I'm in Tokyo right now at the President Studio. Last night was the last gig of a 14-gig and 14-day tour with my brother's Light. And they're mixing their next album right now, but we're going to do a radio show here. So anyway, this morning I was walking around in the park, Hakiriga Oka Park, by bass player June's Pad in what's his coup? What's his neighborhood?
Nerimaku.
Nerima. Coup means neighborhood. And first time after four tours, this is my fourth tour in Japan, that I actually got to like go in parks and stuff in Tokyo, because usually I've been in places where it's all cement lights, and this is a great park. And there was a guy practicing his harmonica, and I got a little sound of it there, so I don't know who he is, and I don't know the name of the song, but I thought everybody should get to hear that, to show you there's all kinds of trippy stuff happening in this land. And we started with 2B by John Coltrane, right? Track number 4 off Expressions album, Nez?
That's it, yep.
With me is Nez. Last time you heard him was at Wap Midro Show in September.
In
the last year. Why don't you put this on paper so we don't fucking hear it banging. Like on this thing, on Chuck Rainey. Yeah, there you go. And so Nez was there in a Dublin show, but he's here because Transduction Records putting out this Light album, as it did the Tiny Twofer record I got to share with Light, Funanori. Right here's the stick man with his with a beat in his hand, Akinori.
Thank you.
Say hi.
I'm Akinori.
Yeah.
I'm proud of joining to this tour.
Yeah. Now, this was your longest tour.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But the band's been around for...
Around four.
How long?
5 days.
5 years, probably.
Sorry.
It's okay. These guys... They you know, English is a struggle. It's a hard, it's a combate, it's a struggle, and they do wonderful with it. So he met 5 years. And he's a tough drummer. A lot of feeling, a lot of nuance, but a lot of power. He's slamming. And this was their longest tour, doing 14 gigs in a row. It was quite an honor for me to see places after on my fourth tour, finally getting to see stuff outside Osaka, Tokyo, and Nagoya, but also getting to play there too, but a different scene, the scene that they're more with, which is kind of with my roots. How did you join this band? Were you there at the beginning?
Yes, I'm joining beginning.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah.
So, the other cats, Nobuyuki, Jun, Kozo, did you know them?
Yes, Nobuyuki, Kozo, and me, and other person.
Oh, there was another bass player before Jun.
Yes. Jun joined about three years ago.
Okay. So for 2 years you had another bass player.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you know the Kozo and Nobuyuki before Light?
Yes.
How? School?
At Live House.
Live House. So you'd go to gigs and you'd see him at the gigs. Yeah. But you didn't really grow up together.
Yes. Okay.
I'm always curious about that. I'm always curious about that, how people meet and make bands.
How to make?
Yeah, some guys grow up together, some guys meet people at Live House. Live House is what they call clubs here, that's their scene. Some of them are the strangest things. They'll be up a sixth floor in a building, or they'll be in a basement. But it's really interesting. Were you in bands before Light?
Right. Me and I and Nobuyuki played together as a band.
Okay. What was that called?
Sunday. Like Sunday.
Yeah.
Spell is S-U-N-D-E.
Ah, okay.
Sunday.
Now, how did you get on drums? How old were you when you started? How old were you when you started playing drums?
I'm 15.
And you're 26 now.
Yeah.
Right. 11. They're all 26 except June. He's 23, right? Mm-hmm. So a young man. I got to conk at each one's pad. And I got to meet Haru. Haru's his son. He's going to be slamming drummer when he gets older. So you're 15. What made you want to play drums? See gig?
Yes. See gig.
Right? Like, I want to do that. Not bass, I want the drums.
Yes.
Yeah, what made you want drums?
I played Ohayashi. It's a Japanese traditional festival.
Ah.
And I played drums.
Tokai?
Taiko.
Fuck. Taiko, sorry.
Taiko.
Okay. In the festival, that was your first drumming. That was your first drumming, playing Taiko in the festival.
Yeah. About six.
Six? Oh, so you were doing, and did you do it every year?
Yes.
Okay. And then at 15, you go and get a drum set.
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you practice? Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Too much noise, huh?
Yeah. Japanese house is many.
Right. In fact, your pad now, there's four people living in, right?
Yeah.
Intense. It's beautiful house though. I love it.
Our
pad apartment. What neighborhood?
Katsushika.
Yeah. I walked around there.
Kanamachi.
Kanamachi. Which is like Kana is writing and Machi is town, so it's the writing town. Now you did do a tour overseas, right? England, Ireland. Two of them. So you have toured outside Japan. But touring in Japan's kind of tough, huh? The tolls on the road, expensive. So, man, I really thank you for coming around and let me play with you around. And every night, I got to jam with you, except some, like right now, he's got to go to work. And that's why I got him on first here, because he's, you know, almost 9 o'clock at night, but he's got to go to work. He's got Haru and... And it's cool. But I wanted to get you on here a little bit. What drummer do you look up to when you were starting? Did you have a favorite drummer?
Yes.
Who?
Bobo-san.
Bubba-san.
He's the best part.
Yeah. He was playing in the back those days too, huh? In the old days, when you're 15? When you were starting?
No,
just recent. Bubba-san's a drummer, 5471, and we got to do 4 gigs with him. Yeah. But when you were 15, did you have a drum hero?
Yes.
Who?
Yes. Shinya.
Shinya?
Shinya is Japanese.
Yeah.
Digital rock band.
Ah, okay. And you like their drummer. What was his name in the band?
Lunacy.
Okay. So you wanted to be like him? A little bit.
At that time.
Not anymore. Yes. Embarrassing. Oh, ashamed. I understand.
Now it's Bobo-san.
But now Bobo-san. What was your first gig in front of people? Your first show?
Yeah.
First time you played in front of people. When?
15.
Wow, right away. Wow. What was that like? Were you scared?
No.
I was really scared of mine. Wow. What band was that called?
I forgot.
Yeah, fuck it. But you did play.
Remember.
Yeah.
Destiny. Yes.
Trippy name.
That's what so young.
Yeah. What about this record here? This new light record that you're mixing right now.
Yeah.
How is it different than the old records? Is it different than the other light records? How different? What would you make you say it's different?
We concentrate to record and to make record and make sound, material sound.
Okay. And what is it, the fourth?
So this second full album.
Second full, but you got...
Mini album. Yeah.
Right.
It's fourth record.
It's the fourth one total. So, do you have a name for this album?
No.
Not yet, okay. Yeah. I got to hear some. Nakinori's got to go to work. Thank you so much for touring with me. And let me play with you, okay?
Thank you very much.
We get to do the Funanori songs every night.
Yes.
And then just being around your spirit. Thank you.
Time.
Okay. And I'll see you again soon.
See you again soon.
Safe seas.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
just heard Dokurodan by Up Up. Dokurodan?
Dokurodan.
Sorry about that. And before that, you don't need to know it, but Shift Element ahead of that by Nano Machine, and started that chunk off with Tocatina by Mouse on the Keys. Now those are all four bands I got to play with alongside Light on this tour here. And we got the Light Sacho
Boss
Nobuyuki right here. Welcome to the WAP from Pino
yeah,
Show, Nobuyuki.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to know, I asked Akinori a little bit about the band getting started. Mm. It was you, Kozo, and him.
Yeah.
And you had a high school buddy on bass, right?
Mm.
About 5 years ago, you started the band?
Yeah, called Light. Yeah, before we have formed a band called Light Ace.
Light Ace.
Light Ace.
And then you dropped the Ace.
Yeah, dark.
When?
Yeah, that's exactly 5 years ago.
Okay, So before 5 years, so the band goes back before 5 years. When did Light Ace start?
Maybe 6 or 7 years ago.
And Light Ace was more like a dance?
Dance, yeah. 4 beats.
Right. Right. Now, you and Kozo went to school.
Yeah.
You meet Akinori at Live House gigs.
Met, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And then, what was the bass player's name?
Yo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, you bring him on board, you start the band Light Ace. But I'm interested before that, because you're 26 years old now.
Yeah.
When did you start guitar?
Guitar, when I'm junior high school. Maybe 12? Yeah.
Okay. So, what got you into it?
Wait, what?
What got you into guitar?
Make
you want to pick it up? What made you want to start at 12?
Oh, yeah. My brother played the guitar.
Ah.
Yeah.
I want to be like him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I felt just cool.
So, older brother.
Older.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I became influenced by him.
Was he your biggest influence? Did you listen to other guitar players right off?
Yeah, maybe Joe Petty, Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. And he likes Aerosmith.
Yeah. Joe Perry. Did you start writing songs right away? Or you copy records?
Copy.
Yeah, that's how I started.
Yeah.
Copying records. Mm. Did you make a band right away?
Yeah. Next year.
Like 13?
13. You start band.
What was the scene like then?
Then?
Yeah, because we're talking what? Early 90s?
Mm-hmm.
What was the scene like in Japan then?
Yeah, but actually I didn't know about music scene.
Oh
yeah, I was just playing.
Right, bedroom rock.
Yeah.
I know, we were there. Me and D-Boom did that. We didn't know about scene until graduated high school.
Uh-huh.
So, what was that first band like?
First band, this kind of pop band shit.
Do you have a name?
Oh yeah. Maybe no name.
Yeah,
just copy and some original song we made.
Ah, so you started writing songs.
Mm.
Can you remember the first song you wrote?
No, not well.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, I wrote only one song.
Really?
It was called Mr. Bass, King of Outer Space. But it was all about, yeah. It was all about the bass player doing some kind of bass solo where it blows the rest of the band off the stage. It's ridiculous. Embarrassing. Obviously, I had some insecurity issues. Inferiority complex, we call. So the U.S. bands you were listening to were like big bands, big rock bands.
Yeah.
When did you find out about punk bands?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listened to American... Yeah, we say American rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called... Yeah, a band called... Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Billy Sheehan. Like that.
Yeah.
But you didn't know about the smaller scene yet.
Small thing, no.
No.
No, not yet.
Comes around in high school or something?
High school.
Yeah. Because I'm interested on how the scene developed. Because you didn't really know about the 80s Japanese punk scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
You probably found out about it later.
Yeah.
But you didn't know
at
the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just U.S. rock. Okay. But there must have been some big Japanese rock then. I remember there was a band called Loudness.
Loudness, yeah.
That's the only one. That's the only one we really knew in the older days.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew there was a punk scene going over here. But I knew nothing about it really.
Mm-hmm.
Like a new wave punk, some hardcore, new wave. I'm learning about it now. People have been turning me on to sounds from those days.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in Kyoto, we stayed with Hidei.
Yeah.
And he's from the old days. Went to the U.S. Ultra Bidet.
Yeah, he told me.
Yeah.
He played with him in America.
Right. And he made a record for Alternative Tentacles and lived in New York for a few years. Now he's back Kyoto playing with young people.
Mm.
Yeah, it's great. He's a great cat, man.
Yeah.
In fact, he was playing in Tokyo last night in a different venue. That's why he couldn't come to the gig.
Yeah.
He brought me my...
shirt?
Yeah. Well, it was actually Sam's shirt. He brought me my little sack with the deodorant, which was pretty happy. Especially for everyone else. The razor thing don't matter because I ain't shaving. I will when I get to Pedro tomorrow. But okay. So, before Light, but after U.S. rock, you start getting in touch with the scene, Livehouse scene?
Yeah. We played the... I was 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a gig at a Livehouse.
Yeah. And you start meeting other musicians. Not just your friends. You meet each other cats that you know through music. What was it like? Was it easy for bands to get gigs? No, and it still isn't, right? There's something about, Nez was saying something about this, about, you gotta hire out the club. You have to hire the club, you rent the club out. It's a little different than the USC. What about the labels? Did you start meeting people putting out their own records?
Yeah. Labels is, to me, labels is high level things.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's lower than Livehouse then? Is there a scene below that? Maybe like what we did at Heidi?
Heidi?
Yeah.
Because
that was in Livehouse scene. That was more like, reminded me of Europe with a squat.
Playing like a squat, yeah.
People would take over abandoned buildings and put on gigs and lived in these things. And totally independent of the regular rock clubs. Now in the U.S. there's a scene like that with the house parties. In fact, after the gig last night, Jen from No People, I met him in Pedro playing a house. So certainly these people playing houses and... In fact, my Missing Man drummer Raul's part of that scene. I didn't really know that's going on. But now, you're making me make it possible for me with this tour to see a part of Japan music scene I never really had knowledge about.
Knowledge.
Yeah, I didn't know. It's hard for us to learn this stuff over there. Mm-hmm. You know, we just didn't know. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something because of meeting Jin when it came to my Pedro. Mm-hmm. But getting a tour with you is such a great thing. Mm-hmm. Nez told me about you meeting him and stuff. All this accident. Mm-hmm. When he told you about the Tiny Twofer idea, what'd you think? Now, you had already made some albums, mm-hmm. right? Maybe a mini album and a full length.
Mini album, yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm we're gonna give three songs and with this crazy old man.
Yeah.
But did you know about some U.S. punk scene by then, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know very much.
Yeah.
When I was 20 or 21.
Yeah.
So, but I met the band called 5471. So I
Tokyo Man.
Yeah, Tokyo Man. I got interested in the music, but small things. Yeah, small things is very good.
Yeah.
After that, I digged many CDs in America. Yeah.
Right. Now, how did you meet the 5471? By playing gigs?
No, I just my friends told me.
Ah.
Yeah. He saw a great band.
Yeah, so I really like them.
Yeah, something strange, but really nice.
And then being around a while, they knew.
Hmm.
Yeah. So things coming on for you. People don't know about touring over here. It's a little difficult, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The lighthouse scene,
yeah.
The traveling.
Difficult.
Yeah. But still doable. Still doable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think. I liked it. I liked it much. Some people over in the U.S. have an impression everything is imitation over here, but it's not true. I think there's a genuine music coming from here, and not at all. I was really impressed by all the bands, the sense of the community. Now, you start playing with bands, right? And then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the ball got rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yo was in the band for 2 years, mm-hmm. and he leaves.
Yeah,
and that's when you get June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, how'd you meet him? Just through, like, he's going to gigs?
Yo?
No, June.
June.
Yo, you went to school with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd you meet June?
Yeah. My drummer called names... Aki?
Yeah, Aki Nori.
Aki and June and went to the same university.
Ah! Okay.
So, yeah.
That was the link.
Yeah.
We need a bass player. I know a guy.
Yeah, school
with him. Yeah. So
there was a good guy to play. An amazing player.
Yeah. I think. Absolute.
Mm.
So. Very impressed.
Mm.
I wonder about how things come together, because every band has their own story.
Mm, yeah.
Like Light Ace to Light.
Mm-hmm.
But how did Light Ace name come? How?
See, your father's car is the band called Light Ace.
That's the name of his car.
Car.
Yeah,
car
name. It's called a band name.
Yeah.
All right.
So after that, we thought, we don't need Ace. So I just Light.
Yeah, excellent thinking. songs, mm. little films.
Yeah.
That's the way you're thinking when you write them. Because you don't use words, like a lot of other bands use words to make a point of a song. You're using just pure music, mm-hmm. instrumental.
Yeah.
John Coltrane. So, the idea of film, mm-hmm. huh? Like, like a story without words. Where film is using visual and you're using sound. Yeah, that's interesting. From US rock to that. So some bands influence you between after US rock?
After US rock? Yeah. I wanted to be a... So I didn't know very much about music.
Right.
Actually. So, well, I wanted to be a original band.
Yeah.
So we began to practice.
Right.
To original.
Right.
Original person, original band.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did you have any influences? You were listening to new bands.
Yeah.
Not so much U.S. rock. Different kind of guitar players. I don't hear a lot of Joe Perry in your playing. Were you listening to other... You have very original style. But were you listening to other people after that early music?
Not really.
Ah, great. So you just developed it.
Yeah.
A lot of practice?
Yeah.
At home?
At home.
Doing the jams? Yeah. I don't think people realize that, man. The individual time to put in to make your own style.
Wanted to be.
Yeah, it's not like, whoa, I like that sound, I'll copy it. It's like, whoa, I'm going to have to figure this out. Explore. Yeah. Because I hear a lot in your thing. The way you and Kozo play together, was he U.S. rock too? His influence is Kozo?
Kozo, yeah. Kozo is big influenced by metal music. Metal.
Really?
Yeah. Example, Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yeah.
Chris Imperate. Stuff like.
Wow.
He likes metal music.
Wow. Still.
Yeah, maybe so.
Really. Wow. So maybe like, I give that a rest when I play live music, because I don't hear him really doing metal. Although some of the holding the guitar, the haircut, maybe. No. when was the first... Well, Light Ace is the dance band. What the first gig you do is Light. When was that?
Light.
5 years ago, right?
Yeah, 5 years ago.
And do you make the clean break with the dance music?
Clean, quite quick.
Clean break, like no more dance music.
Yeah, no more. Yeah, we saw. Yeah.
Make a whole new set.
Yeah.
And play it right from the get-go. No, like slowly change. Just
cut more completely.
Whole day out.
Yeah.
New day
wanted
in.
To be a different band before.
Oh shit, we're at the end of the first hour. Live for Pedro Show, February 22nd, 2008. Hold tight for hour two. February 22nd, 2008. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
てもいいじゃないもう少し
That was Caucus with Charlie. Before that, we had Sunrise by Sleeping Lucy. Scum Manifesto by QXDXFXMX. Ahead of that. And started the second hour out with Sing by Caucus. C-A-U-C-U-S. Not to be confused with Caucus, which is C-O-C-C-A-S. Caucus, a great band I got to play with in Matsumoto. I'm here with Nez, the Transduction label boss, Transduction Records. And
the new album coming out on the 6th of May by an Irish band called the Spookner 13 Glock, and it was actually mastered at Golden in California.
John Golden?
Yeah, he mastered it.
I've been doing work with him
really?
For many, many years.
Well,
many years. He was at a place called K-Disc,
and he set
and
up,
did New Alliance Records.
He set up his own place then.
Right.
And
much respect for John Golden.
But they did a great job on the record. Not too expensive either, so really good. And so that's coming out May the 6th, sounds great. And then the light album will come maybe a month later.
Oh shit. Yep. There we go.
Well,
I've got more gain now.
Oh, okay.
You got a band going into the studio in Chicago.
5471. Yeah. Well,
it's just four gigs with him.
Yeah, they're gonna come. They're coming on board later this year. They're gonna record an electrical audio with Steve Albini. in April, and they're fairly legendary in Japan. They've done tours with Deerhoof in America, and they've played in France a couple of times, but they really haven't had the their dues overseas that they should have, because in Japan they're regarded as legends. You know, the light guys look up to them so much.
Yeah, and they're led by a bass player.
The bass player, Kentaro, is intense, is the only word. And the whole band is just intense. I mean,
now Nagoya, we had some insights on Kentaro, huh?
Yeah, he's very well educated guy. He's graduated from the most eminent university in Japan.
He's kind of stoic.
He is, yeah. You have to at first. He's very icy at first. You got to break him down. But
you're gonna go drinking with him next week.
I'm gonna go drinking with him next week, and I'm a little bit nervous because he wants to drink Bushmills.
Yeah, some whiskey.
He wants to drink Irish whiskey, and he more or less told me I'm coming. He didn't ask. So should be interesting.
Now Nagoya, he gave us a little demonstration on what he says is
real Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about Murakami. We were talking about Murakami, and maybe he said, you know, that's not real Japanese. He said, you want real Japanese? And he proceeded to set fire to his own pubic hair.
He pulled down his pants and lit dick hairs on fire.
It was crazy. And so maybe, yeah, like more like Mishima. He was making a point, as you said, you know. But it was a bit sudden. I wasn't expecting that, but
like I say, he's a little stoic.
But
so that bit of theater was
very intriguing. Yeah. But
I have much respect for him.
Amazing band, and he learned. I mean, he was talking that night about some stuff that, you know, it's really incredible. He learned German just so he could read books in German.
Yeah.
You know, he knew about a lot, like it's middle, I don't know. So he was talking about some Jewish philosopher, wasn't he? To that guy. But anyway, he's a very, very intelligent guy, and he's the leader of the band. And normally, it seems like in Japan, every band has a leader, and he's just the bass player. He stands at the back, but he's the leader. And we found out why he's the leader.
He's a great bass player. Yeah. He's really solid with his grooves.
And he only
pushes out.
He only started to learn at the age of 26.
Right. He's 35 now.
Yeah.
I guess he was a drummer.
He was before, yeah. But the 5471 drummer, it just has to be seen to be believed.
Bobo-san.
Yeah.
Bobo is a righteous drummer. Now, 10-inch snare drum.
Yeah.
Kick drum. Well, not 10-inch kick drum.
No.
You know, whatever, 22.
Yeah. Stuff.
And but no toms.
No, just hi-hat and tambourine. But he also plays, session stuff as well. But for 5471, he puts so much into it. When you're watching him, it's like he's working out. I mean, it's like he said to me, like it's working. It's like running a marathon. Play 30 minutes of 5471.
Yeah, play stage starboard.
Yeah,
facing across the stage.
Yeah.
And he's something else. Now, how'd you find out about them?
No, they're famous, but when I come to Japan, Nobuyuki was always, Nobuyuki from Light is always talking about them. And so I listened to the records a long time, but this time was the first time I got to see them. I'd seen them three times, and it was an eye-opener. They're just an amazing band. And Bingo as well is the singer, and he's almost like he's a rapper. Really, there's a lot of screaming as well, but it's incredible. But
they told me he used to do keyboards.
Yeah, they've done some instrumental stuff as well. I mean, they've been around, they've released records since, I think the first record was 97. They've got about 5 or 6 albums. So they're going to go to America and do the record with Steve Albini. So
same place Stooges did the Weirdness album.
Yeah. So I can only imagine it's going to sound great. Because it'll be a very, their sound is very sparse.
And,
yeah, everything is, you know, it's like we were saying, what's not said is just as important in Japan.
Or more.
Yeah.
That's what Masuka said. They have a new guitar, though. They say that cat's only been on board a few months.
Take. but he's smoking.
Yeah, yeah. What they have before, were they a three piece?
No, they had another guitar player, but he left. So, but this new guy, I mean, as you say, it's like an economy. Everybody has their little space, and when it comes together as well, it's just fucking fantastic. So, yeah, amazing band. But you got to play with some amazing bands on this tour.
Right, this tour, 14 gigs, 14 days.
Mm.
But you don't come on board until...
Saturday, last Saturday,
Haiti.
Haiti.
It's the only time the I is with the long...
Because it's like an English name, I don't know.
Ah, okay.
So it'll be written in Catacombs.
But it was a space?
It was, you know, the drummer from Up, he lives there. It's his house.
It's a warehouse that's been...
he lives there.
Kind of beat up some, and they got a thing on the second floor there, and the gig was there, and with Mel Banana, and...
Yep.
Crew, great band.
Wow. Amazing band.
Yeah, yeah, wow. And, Light?
Light, yeah, so it's five bands. Up as well.
Up.
Yeah.
Okay, so you come on for that one.
Yeah.
So you're only here for half the tour.
Yeah.
The second half of the tour. So yeah. What was your impressions?
My impressions was every night. Well, okay. Were you going to ask about Brother, Sister, Daughter? Or was it Brother, Sister, Daughter, every night was different. In a way I didn't expect. Probably because also there's some nights where you had different members. I think that's... It's probably to be expected with improvised music. You don't know where it's going to go. A lot of it's probably dictated by the room, the audience, you know, what you had to chow.
Yeah, you had two gigs with Sam Bennett and three with...
Two, yeah, well, Sam was on drums, yeah, for the first 11 gigs, and then Miss Yuko came along for the last three.
Yeah, and Sam did percussion.
Sam did percussion last night for the last gig.
But you only got to see two Sam ones.
Yeah.
Kyoto.
Yeah.
And
Hachioji. Hachioji.
Oh, that's right. Three.
Hachioji,
which is kind of outside Tokyo.
Yeah.
Haydn was in Tokyo.
Yeah, on the very outskirts. It's actually officially in Chiba.
Okay. So. On the river, Arakawa River.
Yeah. But each night was different, and I have to say, I think my favorites of the two, from personal point of view, were last night and the one in...
last night was Tokyo.
Actually, the last three nights were really, really good. I suppose it starts to come together a lot more. You start to know what each other are doing.
Yeah, well, that's the ones when Miss Yuko is new with her.
Yeah, but you had Yamamoto Seichi from...
On Osaka.
Osaka. And...
at his pad.
His place.
Bears.
He's amazing.
He was trippy.
Tearing it up. And
he used to be in a band in the Boredoms, but a different, way different incarnation of Boredoms. It's
He played up until Vision Creation, your son. So that
another
was
kind of drummy.
2000, yeah. But he played on the up to that album,
right?
But he had his side project Rovo, which has been going along since '90s. And they're pretty big over here. That's more like a trance band with, you know, it's got viola, very dancey. So they play festivals here. But he has another band he's just been talked about called Para, new band, and it's more like Matt Rock, but he's intense.
He had a hurt finger. I mean, it was a surprise. I thought he was going to do his own set, and then I heard he's playing with us, and it was like, yeah, come on, play the whole thing, and he had a hurt finger, but then he said, fuck it, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. He's a really, really amazing guitar player. He's one of my guitar heroes anyway, but
he mixes up a lot of different things.
He did that night, yeah. He didn't seem to play his normal style, but he does a lot of stuff on the improvised scene in Japan. But yeah, he's playing a lot of bluesy and country stuff, but more like acid rock stuff. It was pretty far out. So yeah, but last night was really good because Sam was there as well.
Right.
And he was playing percussion. He had the wave drum, which is... You have to hear it, made by Korg, but now it's, I think they sell for a lot of money on eBay, because they didn't sell many when they were actually producing them, and that was amazing. You know, it added some really trippy sounds to it. It was almost like a sampler, but It's not. It's there's sometimes you had some sort of Indian sort of tabla sounds going on.
That's right.
But Miss Yuko Araki was very, very solid as well. So yeah.
No. And
Mr. Kramer as well, of course, who added some
shimmy.
On shimmy, sorry, I beg your pardon. Yeah, well, he was tearing it up as well. He had some sort of nails like stuff, some licks. It was great. But
and some Jimmy even.
And some Jimmy as well, yeah. He's last night was incredible. It was just very special.
It was the longest one, it was like 75 minutes.
But it seemed very seamless. I think, you know, whereas before some of the other gigs that I saw were like, you know, let's start off with a bass line, but it all seemed to sort of melt together really, really sort of seamlessly.
And like one big tune?
Yeah. Well, that happened a couple of times last night.
Yeah,
I just went into it, there was no gap in it. So, it was really, really good.
You ain't really seen me do
that sort of stuff?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. And I was.
You want to see Banyan.
Yeah, I want to see Banyan, but I was very impressed by it, you know, because there's a lot of times you just, you work an old phrase from an old song, like in Nagoya you used Navy Wife. I was really tripping out listening to that, and then you're a polywog, now you're a shellback. Yeah. And then in the end of that one, that tune, you went off into another, like, you know, for 10 minutes, and then next of all, brought back in Big Train. Yeah. So, yeah, it was really, really good. But your bass playing on this tour has been it's a very different style from what I've heard before. It's just maybe like more like a feeling. It was just a rumble. You know what I mean? It was like... And there wasn't much treble. Yeah, but I mean, you pushed the amp pretty hard some of the gigs. The one at Hachioji was fairly full on. But how did you feel?
Well, I thought I should have to dare and try to get some growth instead of scripted
but
work to have to do on the moment, so it's scary. Especially the first one was probably the worst one, where I was afraid more. But then, actually, the Nagoya gig was the least fearful for me. I wasn't afraid at all that whole gig, and probably there was moments of fear in all the gigs, whereas the first one was almost all fear. But
why was that?
You know, what is to be done here, you know? And, it's a kind of trippy situation to be in. I haven't really worked that angle a lot. I've gotten to do it with Nels and Perkins and Banyan sometimes.
But there's more form to that.
Yeah. Especially as time has gone by.
Well, last night you were more relaxed as well, because it's the last night and nothing can go wrong.
Right. The regrets I have of last night was like, I kind of started, you know, Mr. Shin was reminding me of Jimmy, so I kind of went into a machine gun thing. Because you go put like a double time on it.
Yeah.
And what I should have done, I think, was picked up on that. It went into a Motown groove kind of thing, you know, instead of just trying to ride that out.
Yeah, there were some, I think with Yuko's style, it's been much more, her style is very, very full on, solid, so it's probably been less funky.
She's really wild with the cymbals.
Yeah.
Full on with the cymbals. But her time is so good.
Yeah.
Or not but, and... Her time is so good that you can do the springboard and know where she's going to be.
Come back on the one.
Yeah. Even if she ain't playing, you know, four on the floor, I can...
You know where you're at.
Yeah. So it's not like a safety net to be a coward and just tow the whatever, choo-choo. It's a enabler to take chances. She's time driven big time.
Yeah.
Where Sam more event driven. But it was really neat playing with Sam too, man. He was
quite sounded and has some great vocals as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. He sang on Traps too. He's a cat who writes songs. He's been here 13 years.
Yeah.
I'm glad I got to know him and meet him. I didn't know the shitting factory scene in New York City, you know, and improv. And
what do you call it?
I did do some gigs with Elliot Sharp. In fact, me and Georgie did a thing called Bootstrappers.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
And Sam had done a lot of gigs with Elliot Sharp. But he does his own thing, too. He's got a band with his wife.
Mm.
Ito. He's got a little girl here, Io. So he's lived here 13 years.
Yeah.
That was a great thing about this tour, was getting to meet him. Of course, getting to meet the light guys and tour with the light guys was an incredible experience. And seeing things outside the big Tokyo, Osaka, Nagoya thing, and getting out, driving them in the boat, they had a little Toyota Hiace.
Minivan.
Yeah, right? Something I do with Europe tour in.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's different than the bullet train or flying in the airports.
I think that's the great part of this experience is to do that, to actually see how it's done over here. Maybe you didn't see that side of it before when you came here.
Well, I could.
Yeah.
I was playing different gigs in different scenes.
Yeah.
Also, the bands really, really impressive. They play their asses off. And they go for the original sounds. Very inspiring to me, and also a lot of parallels to when I was younger, the D-Moon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, with the Hooskers and Meat Puppets and Black Flag, and there seemed to be that kind of a vibe.
There is.
That I was.
Because it's an underground scene here, and it's very difficult to break out. There's no such thing as, you know, one of them getting into the charts.
Yeah.
You know, so there is more of a camaraderie then, you know, like maybe, as you say, like with the light guys, the 5471 and Zed and Shift.
Yeah, yeah.
So
in fact, the cat, there's a cat in Z.
Yeah.
Who also, I got to see three bands he was in. Mass on the Keys and Hananham.
Hananham. Yeah.
Which is like a pretty large ensemble and some whack shit that was still playing together.
Yeah, two members of Zed in that band, and John's wife is keyboards.
Okay.
And,
Z had everyone.
Yeah.
From Hananham except the guitar.
Yeah.
And what happened was the drummer and the percussion switched.
Yeah. Yeah, the percussionist from Hananham is John's brother. And okay. He plays the drums in Zed.
And he was great.
Yeah.
He was great. They all were great, man.
Yeah.
And in fact, that gig at Oness in Tokyo, we ended up doing four Tokyo gigs. It's that big of a town. Sort of like going to SoCal and being able to play different. Had him come on and play sax with us.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, daughter.
Yeah.
And for me, it was a really, really neat thing, man. I really, really dug that.
Cool. They're a great band. But Hananham is very different from Zed. Hananham is more like Henry Cow or something.
Yeah,
like
more event driven, but they still play together really well.
Oh, yeah, that's the incredible thing.
Okay, where the Z was more of a freight train going down.
Yeah.
A little closer to Karoo Crew.
Yeah, the
which is kind of like maybe something like that. And then the Mouse of the Key was like keyboard driven.
Yeah.
And got to see them in Kumagaya. And yeah, I like that idea where this guy can have different bands and be different.
Yeah.
You know, actually listen to the cats he's playing, what be influenced him, not just, well, you know, here's my shit.
This is my thing, yeah.
So a lot of that here I got too, was the humbleness of the musicians.
Yeah, there's a lot of humility here.
You know, and just, I'm going to play my best for you, but I ain't going to, you know,
turn into my show.
Kick your ass with it and break your leg off and your ass or something like that.
Well, it's,
my leg and your leg and my ass and my leg and your. No legs are getting broke off in anyone's asses.
okay. But there's less ego, I think, you know, and the guys, all the guys.
Well, it's constructive. It's like in a persona of their expression through
music.
Music in the moment.
They're incredibly technical guys, but they're very modest about their ability, and they, you know, maybe they don't.
Some very emotional. Up, Shift.
Yeah.
Melt Banana, of course. I mean, that was a great thing for me to get to play with Melt Banana in Japan.
Yeah.
I played with them 3 times in the U.S.
Yeah.
And,
their drummer is crazy.
This new guy, Yuki. Huh? I think he's the 5th one or 4th one, but I think he's going to stick with them longer. But the other three have been together a long time.
Yeah, that's the core.
And you know,
yeah.
I got to sound that. Cat is my missing man guitarist, Tom Watson's
his hero,
favorite
guitar. He's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I wrote about it a lot. Well, I wrote what I could in my diaries up on the Hoop page if people want to go see that. But I wish I could have wrote like 5 or 6 times more because I had so much impressions up here. And just a really excellent tour for me. People, some were a little worried because I'm 50 and I did 14. But that really ain't that much.
Like Jones Miller, she was a bit worried about you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And even get lost at the park. I think she's 2 years older than me.
Yeah.
She's not. And man, the chows, the Okasas made me. Okasas' mom. And a lot of these cats. Like a man I was really impressed with too in the team was Sound Man Masa.
Yeah,
he's probably closer to my age. I think he's 40.
Yeah.
In fact, he goes back to maybe some of the punk from the 80s.
Yeah.
They were telling me he's got, and I think he's a house man at Mars.
He's a house man at Mars, but he's also the 5th member of
Lake. Yeah. And I think he helped out a band a lot.
Yeah.
And just as a human. But man, at his pad, his parents' pad, Nagata, we conked at. You know, I was conking at people's pads, and I got the best chows. I didn't have one bad chow on this tour. And the ones the Okasas cooked me.
Best.
Oh, man. Whoa.
Yeah.
Bring it on. I mean, I shoved good. And it ain't bloat chow. This is healthy chow.
Yeah.
And then getting to ride and see all the nature that I never saw before, really.
It's been a wonderful experience, I'm sure.
Now, you've seen Live before and stuff. What did you think about them on this tour versus... this was what, their longest tour?
Well, it was more compact. And they've done long tours, like, but it's spread out maybe over like a few weeks in Japan. But, they're just getting better and better, you know? I've seen them, like, I don't know, 35 times.
Yeah.
So... they're just getting better and better. The more they play together, the more smoking they are. They're just like they have this kinetic thing. Like they're really, really, really together. They have a lot of their music. I think is very emotional. They've got to. They don't have a singer, so it's instrumental. So they have to. There was a lot of space to fill in that sense. But their songs are like little movies, like a little opera. And you get taken on a journey.
Didn't they call one of the tours?
Yeah, the album, album is called Film It.
Yeah.
It was Nobuyuki explained to me that his concept, when he wrote the songs, that they, it seemed to him that they were like little movies, little stories to tell. And they just do it with two guitars, bass and drums. And they're pretty awesome. I think Kramer described it as like having a 74-7 in your head.
747.
Yeah. So, which is really nice.
Yeah. When you bring them over, twice
they've been
England and Ireland.
Yeah.
What kind of bands did you have playing with them?
Oh, everybody.
Because here, obviously, they were playing with friends and.
Yeah, but it's the similar sort of style of bands. They've got many friends now in UK and Ireland, like. Yeah, they play with bands, Irish bands like Give Man a Kick, and the BC Shank. Next, when they come back again, like, it's going to be the same, just play with their friends.
This is the fall.
Yeah, they're coming back, and we're going to go to France, Germany, Italy, Holland, and Belgium this time. But it's about just building up a scene there. They've got friends in other bands, and, hopefully reciprocate it and bring them over to Japan as well in the future. It's just like, you know, building up a little scene. It's like what you were talking about earlier. So
yeah,
and they're just the nicest people you can meet. You know, as human beings, they're just they're just beautiful people. So I'm very honored to even have, you know, opportunity to work with them. So
how'd you meet them?
In Tokyo. I was in Tokyo one night and walked into Mars, believe it or not, by mistake. I walked in and this band was playing there. And I went, shit. And they were bottom of the bill. And it was four of the bands were really big pop. And so I kept in touch with them, but they only had a demo at that time.
Is that what, if they play, you say, hey, I like what you're doing, man?
Yeah, well, I didn't even speak to them that night. I couldn't find them. So I had a demo CD for sale, so I bought it and brought it home. Played it to Anto, he was like well into it, and so I came back next time and I'd emailed him, and so we went drinking, went to their gigs, and then so that was it. And they
from that demo,
from that
and that gig.
From that gig, and they told me later, you know, when they first time they came to tour in UK and Ireland, we were sitting down when they were talking about wow how that all happened by you know, circumstance and chance.
Yeah.
But they told me then, you know, well they only, it was only arranged, they were added to the bill for that gig 2 days beforehand. So it was completely, just total chance.
Yeah.
And here they were, you know, 12 months later, or, you know, whatever, sitting in London doing a gig. And so they've come over again next 2007, and yeah.
Well, speaking of chance, what about this tour of year? This
Tiny Japan tour?
Yeah,
Japan. For the sister's daughter, because you got together with Kramer. He asked you to do it, and so you contact me and asked if the Light guys would be interested because of the split CD. And Kazuto is the man who did it all. He's the number one cat on this tour.
Yeah, you know, that record.
Tiny Twofer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of came about
by accident. Yeah, I asked you, you know, if you were interested in putting something out, and then
I didn't know who Light was at the
no,
time.
No, you didn't. And but you said, yeah, I've got Fulinari songs.
Yeah.
And so it just came together. Maybe it seemed like a sort of an unusual marriage, but it worked really well.
Well, she's from Japan.
Yeah. But it worked really well, and I suppose indirectly that's led to this happening. So.
Yeah, for sure, I think it did.
Yeah.
Because Kramer had been asking me to come on over even for, produce some records here. And there's an opportunity, and that record had just come out.
Yeah. So.
And I thought, and she, you know, busy touring.
Go team.
I mean, I remember you asking her.
It's yeah. Like, maybe no.
So, but here was a way I could do
something, yeah.
With that stuff.
Yeah.
And we got to play one of the songs every night, and then being an you know, on a record with those guys.
Yeah.
I guess they felt, yeah, we'll put together a tour for them.
Yeah. And they really happy. They're really happy to do this. They're just thrilled. And because also they felt like it was a showcase for the Japanese underground scene, and so they were able to put together great bands each
night. Yeah, for me, it definitely was.
They made it like even like you had some Tokyo bands who were playing outside Tokyo because they wanted to give everybody a shot.
Yeah.
On this tour.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the way they made it.
Oh, wow.
Because they really wanted to show you as many bands as possible.
Right. And it was, like four or five bands every night.
Yeah.
Only at the end there was two bands.
Yeah.
Last gig. But a lot of bands, and the gigs are early.
Yeah, but the bands only play 30 minutes over here.
Right, 30 minutes. The first one goes on at 7.
Well, even 6:30. Like, you know, no headline bands. If you go to see, for example, you go to see Light maybe next week in Japan, they'll play 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more. And in Japan, if you want to do a longer set, there's this thing called a one-man show, and then you play the whole night, there's no support band. And that's like a big thing. It's like almost like a coming of age. Light did their first one-man last year in the summer. So, 30 minutes. It was a bit of a stretch when they came to UK and Ireland that time, the first time. You know, the first night they just arrived, they were so tired, and you know, they had to play 60 minutes. They fell asleep.
Played an hour last night.
Oh, yeah. But now they've got the strength. But they weren't used to it, you know. And so I think going overseas has helped them because they're playing longer sets every night. And they've just built up their stamina. So, yeah, they're going to go on to bigger and better things, I suppose. But they're an incredible band. And I just think this tour has been great in the sense that maybe you've got a bigger audience, and so maybe a lot of people will check out these bands that have been on the tour. You know, the likes of Mouse on the Keys, Shift, 5471. Everybody should hear this music.
Yeah, I think.
Because they're doing some stuff that's very unusual.
I think it'd light a fire under some scenes in the U.S. They only knew about it.
Yeah.
I think people don't have a good view of what's going on. Or maybe what they think is going on isn't the whole picture. I know for sure I got some insights. So it wasn't just for me doing gigs and you know, having to invent and improvise.
Yeah.
I mean, that could have been pretty near anywhere. But because it was here, I got another dimension.
Hmm.
Also, I got to say this. The audiences play for these people, man. It was intense. You get that. Let's talk about them not giving anything back and being all quiet and all that.
Yeah. But that
wasn't like that at all.
But that's maybe if you go to the bigger places like O-West or something like that. But because of the nature of this tour, you're playing. Some places you play and somebody's in your face.
Yeah, big time.
And so,
big time.
You have to.
I had a good vibe from the crowds, and then after the gigs, you know, them talking to you. And,
yeah.
Oh, that was the other regret. Because of the wet shirt, you know, I got soaked every gig from sweat, I say. And I thought last night, man, I should probably get a dry shirt on right after I play. Because usually what I did was go right from the stage into the people. And I should have done that last night. Instead, because what happened was when I went and got my shirt up there, people went and talked to me up there. And it was like I was like holding court, you know, I didn't feel comfortable. Yeah. I like going right out there. I was very grateful for the bands, of course, and the scenes, but also the gig goers.
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, a lot of those guys are in bands as well.
You know, yeah, so it is like the old days.
Yeah. If you look at that gig at Rinky Dink, there was maybe 100 people squashed into a little room, and you were in everybody's face. I mean, the
area.
Oh, there were, yeah. We were a bit
young. But not a lot.
No.
They may be overrepresented by the.
Vocally.
Yeah. But that was great. And then one guy from New England, I guess he's been here a few years, he goes, "Mike, the scene for me starts here right now."
Yeah.
It's like he's going to start a band.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, wow. That was.
Yeah. But you know, that was the area where the equipment was set up was probably, you know, maybe the same size as the audience. You know,
it was putting a rear up against the bulkhead.
Yeah, everybody was squashed in like sardines. Yeah. But they were really into
above a record store that was great.
Census Records, yeah.
Senseless, which I think is a label too.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it going on.
Very much so,
But I think, Naz, that you had a lot to do with me coming too by the Fudenori Light record.
Yeah, well, just
as we go back, what?
Long eight, time.
17, 18 years?
18 years. So if I could help just being a facilitator with Kazuko, then.
Hi.
Hello. Anything I could do to help make this happen was great, you know. And it was very easy. Well, I'd say very easy. It was. Not as difficult as you think it could be to make it happen.
Just takes a little will.
Yeah.
People really gotta let go of all that silly stuff that means nothing. I mean, that's how we did it in the old days. You just get enough nerve up.
This tour was, the whole thing about it was Econo. You know? John has his badge now, Econo.
Yeah. Well, the thing, we Jam Econo was released over here.
Yeah. The Japanese
subtitles. With the subtitles.
Yeah. And you taught some interesting slang to the people here. Donate, deck, conk. Maybe you should wait until John comes back for that.
Yeah, they're busy mixing the song, but they'll be here for sure. Nobuyuki, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've done one song, just one song.
Just one song?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got one song next.
One song left to do?
Yes.
Okay. No, it's cool. That probably should come before the break.
It's a bit more important.
Thank you. Rampagoot.
Thank you.
Whoa, Kozo. We just heard Recollection by Light, Past 3 Days by Light, and started off with a live version of Contemporary Disease. That was in Limerick?
Limerick.
Ireland.
Yeah.
And there was headbanging?
Headbanging and mosh.
And mosh?
Yeah. Shout.
And shouting? It was a good gig.
Yeah, best gig, I think.
Not Galway?
Oh,
yeah,
maybe.
Maybe that was Galway. That was
still
a good gig. In the Boca. Okay.
It was kind of a good gig.
Okay. Let's end our second hour. Watford Pedro Show. February 22nd, 2008. It's the third hour of the Watford Pedro Show. Actually, it's February 27th. And I'm back in Pedro because when I was putting together the show, I found out that, like, third part of the spiel with the Light Brothers there in Tokyo, where I was talking to Brother June, the bass player, and Brother Kozo, the guitar. When I went back to stitch it all up, I fucked up somehow, and the shit was totally unlistenable. It was all grounded out with distortion and just all fucked up. So I apologize much because those gentlemen had very interesting things to say. But I'm going to finish up the third hour here in Pedro so I can get it up, the whole edition up on the internet. And I apologize. Only two-thirds was a Tokyo broadcast, but the whole spirit of my Japan Tiny Tour 2008 is with me still. I'm reverberating from the momentums generated by such righteous spirit. All the great bands I played with, all the righteous and interesting people I met. Anyway, here's part 4 of Jack Flanders and Dreams of India.
Jack.
What?
No, I can't sit here and watch you read this. Do you mind?
I'm just scanning.
No, Jack.
What? Oh, wait. What is this? Earlier that day, I had criticized a friend of mine. My aunt was not pleased, but she didn't say anything until later that day. We were standing outside a temple in Rishikesh. I noticed my aunt stood
Jack,
there.
Jack, you're making me nervous.
Well, I'm sorry. Here, you read it to me. Please.
I noticed my aunt stood there, as though transfixed by the sound of the chanting. She was so absolutely still, so far away, I became concerned. Then she took my hand and looked at me with the strangest eyes, as though it wasn't her, as though it was someone else's eyes. You have no right to criticize others. You have no right to think badly about others. It is far better for you to think of your own shortcomings. See the good in others and remove the bad in yourself. If you've not even developed the power to inquire into your own self, then how can you assume the power to look into others? First, get fulfillment in your own life. It is only after you have saved yourself that you can become an instrument to save others. You should not use bad words or give bad looks or think bad thoughts towards anyone.
रामचंद्र, मेरी मासी कहाँ है?
मैम साहब तो बाग में है बेबी.
पीछे के बाग में?
जी हाँ पीछे.
उनकी सेहत कैसी है?
ठीक.
Excuse me, what are you talking about?
My aunt is in the garden in the back. Follow me.
Oh. is that up there on the hill? Is that a temple?
No, it was the summer home for the Maharaja's son.
Does anyone live there now?
No, it's falling apart. Oh, there she is. Auntie, I have brought Jack Lander. Jack, my aunt Lalita Chatterjee.
I'm very glad to meet you.
What? Jack has come all the way from New York. Auntie, what? He's been good enough to drop all prior commitments to come and see you. Jack?
Yes.
इनको तुम जैक बुलाती हो?
हम दोनों चार दिन से साथ सफर कर रहे थे.
फिजूल बात ना करो.
आई राम. आंटी प्लीज टॉक टू हिम. आई विल लीव द टू ऑफ यू अलोन.
कारला?
मैंने तुमसे कहा था कि यहाँ जैक फ्लैंडर्स को ले आओ. मिस्टर जैक फ्लैंडर्स नहीं, तुम कोई और ले आई. मुझे बिल्कुल मजा नहीं आ रहा है इस बात में, बिल्कुल मजा नहीं, समझी?
मेरी बात मानिए, ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स है.
ये मैं बिल्कुल समझ में नहीं आ रहा है मुझे. ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स नहीं है, मैं जैक फ्लैंडर्स
मेरी बात नहीं, ये जैक फ्लैंडर्स है,
कोई और है. ये तुम कैसे कर सकती हो? मैं अंधी थोड़ी हूँ,
बुढ़ापे
में पागल थोड़ी हूँ. तुम क्या समझती हो?
मेरी
यू आर एन इम्पोस्टर.
आई एम.
I'm not amused.
I can see that.
Don't mumble. Speak up, imposter.
My name is Jack Flanders.
Dikhaiye unka card.
English, unka English, come on.
His address, his apartment number, his phone, everything on the card is exactly right. This is Jack Flanders.
Which reminds me, where did you get that card?
The card was given to me by Mr. Flanders.
My aunt is saying he was a much older man.
I can speak for myself.
Look, I was just wondering, how did you get
Is this
that?
Your card, your business card, or not?
Like Kamala said, it's my apartment, my phone, my name, even the quote on the card.
What appears to be coming at you is coming from you?
Yes.
Do you understand what that means, Mr.
Flanders?
Auntie.
Do you understand?
In a sense, yes.
In what sense?
Ira.
Look here. Here's my driver's license, my credit card, my passport.
How can anyone know anything in a sense, Mr.?
Mr. Flanders.
Hmm.
It means we put the blame outside ourselves. It means we create the things that happen to us.
This is not your business card?
No.
Ah.
The card is yellow. Look at it. It's faded. It must have been printed decades ago.
That's true, Auntie. Just look at it.
Now, how old was this guy? This other Flanders?
Oh, perhaps 50 or 60.
Well, did he look anything like me?
I don't know.
What?
He had white hair. He had impeccable manners.
I guess it wasn't me, then.
You may find this amusing, Mr.
Yes?
Flanders.
Yes.
But I find it very tiring. I do not enjoy pranks.
Auntie, Jack did not come.
I understand. My apologies, Mr. Flanders. I was hoping.
Yes?
I'm very tired. I feel so weak, so.
Here, take my arm, please.
I'm so terribly disappointed.
Kamala, please call Ramchandar. Ramchandar, jaldi karo. Auntie ko tumhari madad chahiye.
He had his joke, didn't he?
The man who gave you the card.
So stupid of me. I trusted him.
Who was he?
It is not your concern.
Look, maybe there's a reason my card or that card was given to you.
Of course there's a reason.
Look, I may be able to help. What appears to be coming at you is coming from you may be the key.
Mem sahab?
Ramchandar, mera haath pakad lo.
Ji haan, mem sahab.
Thank you, Mr. Flanders. I need to rest. Ramchandar, mujhe kamre mein jana hai.
Ji haan, mem sahab.
So, what do you think?
She is one tough lady.
It's one tough situation.
Yeah. I just hope I can tough it out long enough to find out who was impersonating me.
She was given your card 40 years ago.
Yeah. But if I were in my 50s back then, well.
You are the Jack Flanders that she needs now.
I don't know. I'm going for a walk. Do a little thinking.
Jack?
Yes?
You're a very nice person. Thank you.
Shall I go for a stroll in the village? No. I think I'll check out the old summer palace up there. It's not built out of stone. It's made out of wood. Some fancy curlicues on top. Pillars in front. I'll be darned. It's painted with flowers. It's faded, but the entire building is painted with little flowers. Wow. Ceilings. Every bit of surface is painted with miniature flowers. And birds. And plants. I know what this reminds me of. Those hand-painted papier-mâché jewelry boxes from Kashmir. This is beautiful. What a shame to let this place go to ruin like this. Cost a fortune to fix it up, though. It's too bad. I wonder how many rooms there are. Every room is painted with such detail. So much love and attention must have gone into every tiny flower, each leaf. Every little feather on the birds. Now this is odd. This is the only room that's not empty. Silk drapes, sofas, cushions, Persian carpets. I almost expect to see men with turbans lounging about and harem girls dancing. Oh, things are a bit dusty, though. Wait a minute. This room has its own peculiar feeling. It's like I'm being watched.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started off the third hour there with part four of Jack Flanders and Dreams of India. Then we heard a great new tune from Tobacco called Street Trash. And then finally, The Forest on the Way Home by Yuki Kawana. Now, I'm going to play you eight pieces of music from eight bands that I had the honor of sharing the stage with on this Japan Tiny Tour
Don't go, 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 don Thank you. 彩の飛んでけ
hear too clever. And you can make everyone divide. Yes, when you want to criticize, you will be forced to remind yourself everyone is not as well as it is. You may love everyone.
wish I had more time to talk about all these bands because I was really digging on their trip and checking out their vibe. I was digging it. If I did write a diary, you can go to my Hoot page at mikewatt.com and read about that. But maybe next show I'll be able to say some more. I got more time. But we started that off there with Zusiki Man by Z, then Furin No Nay by Masaki Ishikawa, In the Corner by 5471 next, then Pain by We Are, Cesspool by Obs, then Expression, Male Goat, Satisfaction, Ultra Junior, Anonymity, Balloons, and finally 500 Million Gorillas by Gaia. I want to thank everyone involved with the Japan Tiny Tour 2008 for making it happen for me. It was a lifetime experience that I'll never forget, and it's really reinvigorated me to be even more intense on the bass. So this was the February 22nd, parentheses, 27, 2008 edition of the Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.